Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wisenant. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Wisenant steals second. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wisenant, who is chasing the ball. McMillan reaches third base with a triple. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-1 in the game. Temple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mixis strikes out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-1 in the game. Morin strikes out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-1 in the game. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-1 in the game. Post strikes out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-1 in the game. Jablonski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixes bunts towards the mound. Nuxhall juggles the ball. That's an error on Nuxhall. Rush moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rush moves to third. Mixes moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Banks reaches second base with a double. Rush scores. Mixes scores. Baker moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. Banks moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Art Fowler now pitching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wisenant for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Frazier pinch hits for Art Fowler. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rush is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baker strikes out. 1 out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 2 in the game. Jablonski hits a pop-up towards third. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul LaPomme now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Irvin hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 3 in the game. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.